Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk, the news, and so much more. No surprise this morning that I saw a K-pop band was trending on Twitter. K-pop is unbelievable. Unbelievable! How they, how viral it is. Anyway. What's the band called? Oh, dang it, I already lost it now. The ones that played at the Grammys last night. BTS, that's what they're called. I also searched for K-Poo, so now my search history is destroyed. Oh boy. Yeah, coming in and seeing them trending, I was like, okay, what's the K-pop done this time? That's for a huge performance, stealing the show, getting more social media attention than Billie Eilish, who pulled off quite the feat of her own. But before we could get to the Grammys... It was a pretty tough day in Los Angeles.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Los Angeles was such a mixture of fates yesterday. A helicopter crashed early in the morning near Calabasas, California, outside of Los Angeles, killing all nine on board. The pilot plus eight victims, including super sports celebrity Kobe Bryant, his daughter, her teammate and their family, and more. Whew. Now, TMZ reported the story before the families had even been notified. Yikes! This is a good reminder that no matter how rich or poor you are, no one can live forever, and we all have a chance to tell those we love as much before we leave every day. So, rest in peace there, Kobe Bryant. Now, Billie Eilish, on the other hand, took to the Staples Center, somewhere known for the legend of Kobe Bryant. Billie Eilish swept the Grammys last night, teamed with her brother in a bedroom writing records. She's only the second human ever to take the top four awards. Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist. She's the first to do so since 1981. Christopher Cross, if you know who that is. I do not. I feel like I'm not supposed to be here, joked Billie Eilish. I feel like they accidentally let in a fan. You totally deserve it. I've had the chance to meet this lovely young lady, and no one deserves it more. It's crazy.
You just got news.
I can't even imagine that type of success for a girl who was 16. She just turned 17 when she played Deck the Hall Ball. Couldn't have been nicer, more down to earth, was real affable. She made jokes, she hung out. She wasn't like too cool for school like she kind of looks sometimes. That's kind of a front. Also, I'd like to say, to her credit, she intentionally downplays her physical appearance by being over the top with her wardrobe choices, but she is a gorgeous girl. Good for you, Billie Eilish. Way to make it about your fashion choices and the things that you control and kind of detract from the old creeps like me having an opinion on that. I feel bad for saying that, but it always makes me happy when, I don't know, someone can make their own choices be the things that they present. If you saw how I dress, you'd be like, you should try harder, bro. The Kobe Bryant thing is terrible. It's really interesting. I had no perspective of what Los Angeles really looked like other than like Hollywood and the beach areas and stuff like that. But my father-in-law lives in, I think it's Sherman Oaks. It's one neighborhood over from Calabasas where that helicopter crash happened that killed all those people and Kobe Bryant. I feel bad for all the other people that were on board that like this is a huge media frenzy. And if you're one of the... you know, eight others killed besides Kobe Bryant, or even his daughter, one of the seven others, like the helicopter pilot, the other kids, the family, the coach. There's been plenty of takes on the internet about this, but I can't even imagine if my wife and child died. I can only say that, like, luckily there's other kids, so mom will have something to pour her pour her heart into, because the vacancy, the void that that would create, would just be incredible. I don't know how you would handle it. Grief counseling forever, probably. Wow. All right, let's move into something stupid and lighthearted. The internet's always going to be a driver for gross stuff, right? All the different weird sexual things that people are into, the deviancies. But once the AI gets involved, things are going to get weird for a while. I think it'll get better slash creepier, but in terms of like how much control the AI has. But right now, it is not getting it right, and I'm frankly very interested in the results. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Look, if you've got a foot fetish, that's your business. But someone went and trained an AI to generate feet pics. They're weird looking. Yeah, pictures of feet. I'll text them to you too if you ask. Gross. Of course, there's a subreddit so you can see them all in one place. One of the top comments, call me when they get to boobs. Yo, I looked at a lot of these feet pics. Trust me, you don't want none of that. In other artificial intelligence headlines, a new scouring Canadian AI predicted the Wuhan virus of China a week before the rest of the world had anything to say about it. It looks for animal, plant, and human sickness reports before being like, yo, we got a problem. This is very important for when the machines spread a virus to take out the humans. They'll know how to keep it quiet.
Affirmative.
And finally, well, we've got an official logo for the U.S. Space Force. Yeah, they basically just combined the NASA and Star Trek Starfleet logos into something wildly mocked by the internet. The lawyers are standing by, sir.
Make it so. Nerd talk, talking about
nerd talk, yeah! All right, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for starting your Monday with me. One more show this week. I'm off to Yosemite tomorrow, or on Wednesday. If you have any Yosemite National Park tips, I want to hear them all. Thanks for the download. Thanks for listening.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.